Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Eileena Green. I was trying to return a call to Joe.
Sure, let me just transfer a call to him.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now he's on another line. Hold on. Hello?
Thank you for staying on the line. This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. This is Eileena Green.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you. Got your email the other day. You want me to give you a call?
Yeah, my daughter and I were talking it over, and we saw that you guys had a money-back guarantee. I think we just want to cancel our website.
But when we're done with the website and you gave us the domain credentials, we're making the website live. That's in process. We're uploading the website on your Shopify account.
I'm fine. Can you repeat that?
Sure. So I was saying from the website has been done, and the account that you gave us, the Shopify account, we're uploading the website on that account, and we're making it live.
Yeah, but the last time we spoke, we were told that it would take 24 to 48 hours, and
yeah.
While I understand timelines vary, it's just we went over our package and we noticed like there are some more things that we could do with the money that we paid, but however, we're not the most satisfied with how things are going, so we just decided that we would like to, you know, nip it in the bud.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do offer money back guarantee, but that's when the website is in process, or the customer is not like willing to continue, or they are not satisfied with the design. But here, you approve each and every part of the design, each and every step like down the road, and you give us approval to go ahead and make the website live as well. So, and we're making it live now since the work has been done. Like once the work is done, now you're asking us like stop the work or give you your money back. So, you see, from our side, we did everything that you asked us.
Yeah, you did do everything that we asked of you, but these hidden fees that we got hit with at the last minute, we are very unhappy with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me...
Very unhappy, and this was not explained at the beginning. So this extra $250 that we were hit with, we're not happy with the business. We're not.
Okay, could you please stay on the line? Let me check. Please hold on for a second.
Yes. Thank you.
thank you for staying on the line. Are you still there?
Yes, we're here.
All right. So I just went ahead and talked to my billing department. If that 250 is the reason that you think I think that you might like back off, or if that was a last minute charge that you guys were not aware of, so I went ahead and talked to them, and we're gonna go ahead and get you that 250 refunded back into your account, that you'll be able to see it like in the next 10 to 15 business days. And since
say that. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that again?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
No, you're sounding like... I can hear you now.
All right. So I was saying, I just went ahead and talked to my billing department. If that 250 is a reason that you guys think you want to back off or is holding you back, so we're going to go ahead and get, I talked to my billing, and we're going to get you that $250 refunded back in your account that you'll be able to see within the next like 10 to 15 business days. And since about the website, that work has been done, and we're already in the process of uploading the website on your Shopify account so that you'll be able to see the website live as well. And that $250, the charge that you guys were not aware of at the from the very start, or you were not, you guys were not ready to pay for it, that amount will be reflecting back in your account. You'll be getting it back.
Cassie, what do you think?
I think that's fine. However, I'm a little iffy, so I'm looking at. I believe we did the business website package, and I see different things that we could add to the website because it does say unlimited revision, but I do see different things that we can add. However, my thing is I do want to – it would be nice to add hover effects. I think that's what that's supposed to say. However, I'm iffy about that because – we don't, words aren't being kept, for lack of a better word. So, like I said, we were told last week that our website, I'm sorry?
No, I was saying that.
We were told last week.
Sorry, go ahead.
That our website would be live within 24 to 48 hours. However, that has passed. We haven't heard anything from anybody, and our website still isn't live. So
let me give you the reason for it. So usually what happens is when we upload a website on an actual hosting server, the website goes up and running in 24 to 48 hours. Now, since we got to upload this whole website on your Shopify account, so that is the reason it's taking a little while. Now, if you go from the scratch, we would have created the website on your Shopify account, then it would have like went live the very same moment. However, since the website
I can't hear you. Can you speak up a bit for me?
Is it any better now?
Yes, much better.
All right. So as I was saying, now since the website was not built on your Shopify account from the very scratch, it was built previously on our company Shopify account. Now, to transfer from one Shopify account to another Shopify account, it's a whole process. It takes around like 5 to 7 business days. Now, since to kill that time, we downloaded all the files from our Shopify account, and now we're in process of uploading those files on your account. So you guys could continue working on the site. You have all the 100% ownership of the site, and you guys will be the owner of the site. Now, if the website was not on Shopify, if it was a normal platform like WordPress or custom PHP, the website would be hosted, would need the actual hosting server to make the website live. Now, that takes around 24 to 48 hours to make the website up and running. Now, since we are working on Shopify, so to transfer one website from one Shopify account to another, it takes a little while. That is the reason you're not able to see the website live right now, but in the next couple of days, you'll be able to see it live, and it will be up and running on your Shopify account, not our company. So you have the 100% right. You have the 100% ownership of the site. So that is the reason it takes a little while, yeah. However, about the functionalities part, about the things that you mentioned that you want to add a little things more, that can be done as well. So you just need to send me the list of changes that you guys are looking for, and I'll get those done in the same manner that we've been doing so far.
Okay. Well, we'll continue. I don't think we'll demolish the whole project. I think we'll continue with the website. However, we would like that, as you stated before, we would like that hidden fee back in our account.
Absolutely.
Well, also, Joe, is there any other fees that we should know about that we do not?
Okay, so since you guys are signed up on Shopify, so you don't have to pay it to our company, once the website is live on your Shopify account, so Shopify do charge a monthly fee, that you got to pay to Shopify, not to our company. So that will be taken care of by Shopify. All right. If it was another platform like WordPress or PHP, those platforms need a hosting server to make the website live. Now Shopify do provide their customers the hosting server by themselves, so you gotta pay some fee that is on a monthly basis to Shopify, not to our company.
Okay, so what we've been paying to Shopify, because we used you all to build our website, there's no extra charge for that.
Exactly. So you just once the website.
We should.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Our Shopify bill should stay the same. I'm just trying to understand.
So about the Shopify bill, I'm not 100% positive if it remains the same or if a few dollars increases, because it depends on the functionalities that you opt for from Shopify. All right. So once the website goes live, then we will be able to figure out how much exactly is Shopify going to bill you guys each month, or for each functionality, how much are they going to charge you for. But that's not something that you're going to pay.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the extra fees that I was asking about was pretty much from you all's company. It wasn't you that we spoke to. It was whoever that you transferred us to that hit us with the other fees, and we were kind of floored, almost felt taken advantage of. That's where all of this is coming from.
I completely get it. So you guys don't have to worry about it. I'm gonna take care of this project myself. You guys don't have to talk to anyone else other than me now onwards, and I won't transfer you guys to anyone else now. I went ahead and talked to the billing department myself this time. So you will be. We're gonna go ahead and get that amount refunded back in your account. So within the next 10 to 15 business days, you'll be able to see that amount reflecting back in your account. But it's usually before that time frame, but that's the maximum time frame that we give to our customers once the refund process.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So just send me the list of changes on the same portal, and I'll get those things updated on the site and let you know. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Take care.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.